You were holding Daf Lamed Omer Aleph by the bottom near the two dots. Again, Umaschilim B'Yareimas HaTevin, that our Mishnah says on Yom Tov you're allowed to start taking from a warehouse that you stored the Tevin, you stored the straw. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Kano, Zoysa Meros, from our Mishnah we see that Maschilim B'Yotzer Tchila, you're allowed to start using an Oitzer, a warehouse, at the beginning on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Rabbi Shimon, he the Lestle Muksa. It goes according to Rabbi Shimon, Shittah, Rabbi Shimon does not hold for Muksa. In other words, an Oitzer here, this is a place that you set aside the Tfuah, that you didn't need it for a long time. You want to, like, store it. But since you put it away in the storage, you're like Messiah Das, you did not have a mind to use it. So that's a Svara, it should become Muksa, you don't have Das to use it for this Yom Tov. And now on Yom Tov, you change your mind and you want to use it. So the Chura Mishnah that says you're allowed to start using the Eitzer of Tevin goes according to Reb Shimon Shita, that Reb Shimon is always Mekel and Muksa does not hold from the Yisra Muksa. So that's the way it's Mashper from the beginning of the Mishnah. Amos Seifus, the more asked now, what does the Seifus of the Mishnah say? Avoloi bi Eitzim Sheva Muksa. Sheva Muksa. But you're not allowed to take the wood, you're not allowed to start taking wood out of the Muksa. That's like in the backyard, you have stored away your wood that you don't plan to use in the future. You want to store it for a long time's use. So the churat asvarat muksa, you're storing it away now, not for today's use, but for a long time from now. So therefore it's called muksa, and now let's start using it on Yom Tov. Is the churat asam Rabbi Yehuda, the Sefer the Mishnah comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda, the yisle muksa, that does hold from the svar of muksa. Therefore you can't start using the wood, sheva muksa, because it's muksa. So churat asvarat the ratio to the Sefer. So the Moran says, hocha bi'arze v'yashucha yaskinen. The Sefer, the Mishnah that says, Avulei bi'etzim sheva muksa, means a special type of wood. The muksa machmech sarnkis. That this is very, very expensive wood. So you have it set aside for a special decoration, special building, and not to be used today on Yom Tov. Therefore, v'yafilu Rabbi Shimon moida. And therefore, even Rabbi Shimon, in other words, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that therefore, by Remeth HaTevin, you're allowed to start to use on Yom Tov. Mashenkin, the Eitzim are talking about special, very expensive Eitzim, that's Muksa Machmas Chsaron Kis, that even if Shimon is Moed, you're not allowed to use on Yom Tov. Rashi says, Ashuchi Erez Nekeva, a type of cedar tree, a female cedar tree. The Rashi says, Domeo Yukorm is very, very expensive. People don't just use it. So therefore, they set it aside. This is a bigger Muksa, even if Shimon is Moed too. It's called Muksa Machmas Chsaron Kis. Some learned this whole din on the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Sefer says, I will loy be eitzim sheva muksa. Not on the wood, loy be eitzim sheva muksa. You're not allowed to start using the wood that you have stored away. Omer Rav Kana, so Rav Kana said on the Sefer of our Mishnah, Zay Samaras, from here we say that ein maschilim be eitzim tchila. You're not allowed to start using something that you have in the warehouse stored away. In other words, that we hold for muksa. So Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Rabbi Yehudi, the Yisrael Muksa, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds from the Yisrael of Muksa. If so, Eimer Reisha, what does the Reisha of our Mishnah say? That Maschilim Bareimas HaTevin, you're allowed to start using at the beginning on Yom Tov from a warehouse of straw. So the Chura Osam the Rabbi Shimon, the Chura the Reisha, the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Lesle Muksa does not from the Yisrael Muksa. So therefore, even though it was stored away, and like you didn't have Das to use it today, but now when you change your mind, since Lamais it's usable, you want to use it today, we don't hold from the Yisra Muksa in this case. So who is a steer in the Mishnah? Do we hold like Reb Shimon or do we hold like Reb Yehuda? So in this, the Gemara answers, really we go according to Reb Yehudi Shita, that we hold from Muksa. Aye, why in the Reisha by Remes HaTevin, why is the Muta? So the Gemara says, Hosom betivno sorry. We're talking about the straw that was like sorry, that was rotten. So it got spoiled. But since it got spoiled, Rashi says, you're not going to use it anymore for the Meichel Behema. Therefore, it's not Oymed Lachidah anymore. So therefore, you don't store it anymore. So therefore, you have that to use it right away. Freddy Gemara, no. Tivna, sorry, Hochos Latina. Even though it spoiled this straw, but you could use it to make cement with. So also, the fact you stored it away, it still has some usage to it. So you don't have that to use it right now. It should be Muksa. So Moran says, the ispei koitzim, like two things happened to the straw. First, it became spoiled, and secondly, it has a lot of thorns in it. So since it has thorns in it, you don't use it to make straw either. So therefore, this straw has no usage right now, like you're only going to use it to burn it. So therefore, that's a svar, you're not storing it for any purpose, that it's only to be used right now.
So therefore, it's not called Muksiva according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Reisha of Tevin is talking about special Tevin that you don't plan to store and use for a special usage, but rather you just use it for burning wood. And that usage you use right away, therefore it's not Muksa. Marshangan Eitzim that you have stored away to use for special usage, there we say it is Muksa. Yeah, the Mishnah says weiter, a Neutlin Eitzim in Hasuka, you can't take wood away from the Sukkah. Only from something very close to it. So Rashi learns a neitlin eitzim in asuka. Kugoyin bePesach or biAtzeres. It's not on Chag Asukis, but rather on Pesach or on Shavuos. VeYoshev baSuka beGina bePradis. Somebody has a sukkah in the backyard. Is a neitlin eitzim in asuka. Now I want to take wood away from the schach. Elim in hasomach lo. Only from wood that's near the schach. So Rashi learns the Havimina now is that this is like this. There's two layers of schach. So the top of layer. That you're allowed to take, just the bottom one not. And in this, the Gemara's in there, it's like, how come the Chur is still called Saucer Hola? You're still being Saisa the Yoyal. Yes, we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara, how come you're not allowed to take the Schach off the Sukkah on Pesach or on Shavuos? To call Saucer Hola, because there's an Istastira, you're taking away the oil. You're taking away the roof. That's called the Stira. Is a minasomach lo nami kososur holo. Even if you take the schach that's near the schach, it's also as far as like bottle to the schach, it's part of the schach, it's part of the roof. So by taking it away now on Yontif, it's cold, you're breaking down the roof. It should also have the yis of stira. So Marian says, Omer Rav Yudah my Shmuel, my somach, what does somach mean? Somach le defanis. Not that the schach is near the roof, but it's near the walls. So Rashi learns, that the walls, those are woven in, the woods are woven together. So if you have a stick that's not woven together, it doesn't become part of the wall, so there's no istastira. Mashenkin on top by the schach, but you still have layers of wood, so each piece of wood is called part of the roof. Now by taking it down on Yomtiv, there'll be the istastira. It's called you're breaking down the roof. Therefore the Gemara answers, we're not talking about the schach near the roof, but the schach near the walls, that's just a piece of wood. Rav Menashe Omar Afilu Tema B'Shein Samach L'Defanis. No, we're not talking about the wood near the walls. Could be we're talking about the wood on the schach itself, on the roof. So the question is, am I taking down these pieces of wood, the churi being saucer holo, you're breaking down the roof? So Marian says, Kitanya hi bi'asuraisa. When do we say it's muta to take the beams off the roof? That's where the beams like are still in a bundle. The Rashi B'asuraisa means they're still bundled together. So the svara, if you just put a bundle of wood on top, you didn't open up the bundle, it's not the pshat now becomes part of the roof. You're just putting it up to like to dry out. But since it's just for the purpose of drying out, therefore it's not called part of the roof, and to take it away on Yom Tov would be mutter, it's not called you're breaking down the roof. Versus Tanya Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Kai Med Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef learned in front of Rabbi Yochanan that a neutlin eitzim in hasukkah. You're not allowed to take wood away from the sukkah, from the schach itself. Elimin asomachlo. Only from the wood close next to it. Like before we had an Amishnah. For Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon is Matir. Even the schach hasomachlo, it's also mutter to take away on Yomtif. So Rashi says, Afilu min aschach, lakama poruchlo vasosar hola. Tomorrow soon we'll ask the question on Rabbi Shimon, why is he making? Abba Vishovin, both Rabbi Chiya, both Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon are both moida. Besukis hachag during the Yom Tov of Sukkis. Besukis hachag bechag shasura. That on Sukkis is also. And Rashi learns afilu b'chulah shemoid kli yalef lekamon. His tachag is also to have enjoyment from it even during cholamoid. V'im hisn oleha. But if you made it tonight, you made a condition. Rashi lefnei Yom Tov before Yom Tov is akol lefit tonight. Then the condition helps that the kedusha shnat bichal upon the woods. And then you would be allowed to have hanoah, enjoyment, from the woods, even of the schach. Now, Murray asked the question, Rabbi Shimon, is Matir allowed to take away from the schach itself? V'okah saser holo? How could you take away from the schach itself? The churi being saser holo, you're breaking down the roof? It's nisestira on Yom Tov. Omer Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yitzhak, hocha besukkah nefilas haskinim. Here we're talking about that the sukkah already caved in on Yom Tov. Now the question is, the caved in roof, the caved in schach, are you allowed to use it on Yom Tov? Is it called Muksa or not? If we have Shimon the time, Reb Shimon goes according to his Shita, the less lay Muksa, Reb Shimon does not hold for Muksa. So therefore, now that the Schach caved in, there's no way to Muksa, you're allowed to use it. The Tanya we learned, Moiser Hashem and Shebener. If at the beginning of Shabbos of Yom Tov you lit the ner, you lit the candle, you lit the leichter, that you have your oil there, your oil, burning oil, and now the light went out and you have leftover oil. What's the halacha? The Shebekara in the plate is also the Tanakam Rav Yehuda hold the smuksa. Since at the beginning of Shabbos this oil was lit, you were not allowed to take away the oil, cause the man is lit, that'll be called Bechaber. So now, even later, when the fire goes out, still the leftover oil is also. For Rabbi Shimon Mat, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's mutter. In other words, later when it becomes mutter, when the fire goes out, he doesn't know from the Yisumuk, so it becomes mutter. For the Gemara Midomi, what's the Susha? It's not doim, it's not like one to the other. Midomi. Over there, when you light the candle, you know you only lit it for an hour or two. Like you're waiting for the light to go out in order to be able to use the leftover oil. Over here by a sukkah, is a person waiting to see when a sukkah will fall down. Person is not waiting to see when it will fall down. So therefore here the churut should be muksa. So Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, hocha besukkah ru yaskinen. Here that Rav Shimon is saying you're allowed to take even the schach, which true it's talking about where the sukkah caved in, but the question is you didn't know it's going to cave in, there's no yeshu, you're not waiting for it to happen. The Torah says, yes, you're waiting for it to happen here also. We're talking about the sukkah ru, a very weak sukkah. That was the Dimei Esmoil, Daiti Alavayu. Even yesterday you had in mind, you knew maybe you would cave in today. So you thought about it yesterday, on the tzad, the sukkah would cave in, you would want to use the roof. Therefore, you're allowed to use the roof, you are allowed to use the roof, the schach, when it caves in. Yeah, and Rashi speaks out the Tanakam holds loyamrina daiti alavayu bishur midid lechozeh ben hashmoshes. That's Reb Yehuda's shita. You hold no muksa at the beginning of Shabbos. It wasn't fit to be used. You don't say a person thinks about it that later he wants it to be usable. No, right now you can't use it. It's muksa for the whole Shabbos. But Reb Shimon says no. He doesn't know from the system muksa. Amar Rav Nachman Reb Yitzchak kocha besukriyeh. Who was on the list? Vaita v'shavim we had before the both moedah besukas achag b'chag shiyasura. Everybody's moedah on sukkahs during the chag of sukkahs, then you can't have any enjoyment from the schach itself, even from the wood that's summer for the schach. V'imhisno le'akoylo fi tanai. But if you made a condition that you want to be able to have enjoyment from the schach, from the wood, then you're allowed to. Then everything goes according to the condition you made. For at Gemara Mimahani, but tanai, is it true that you could make a condition that you'd want to have enjoyment from the schach itself? V'yomer Rav Sheshesh Meshumer V'kiva. Mina yin liyatse sukkah. Shasur and Kol Shiva. How do we know that the wood of the sukkah is also all 7 days of sukkahs? Shenem Adaposik says, Chag ha-sukkah is shivas yomim la-shem. That the chag ha-sukkah is for 7 days la-shem. V'etanyu Rav Yehuda ben Beseiro Oimer. Rav Yehuda ben Beseiro says, Minayin, how do we know? Shekishem shechal shem shemayim ala chagiga. The same way it's chal shem shemayim on the korban chagiga. Like we know when you make a korban that has kedusha on it, so you want to say kachal shem shemayim ala sukkah. The same way when you build a sukkah on the woods around the sukkah, it's chal shem shemayim, it's chal kedusha on the sukkah. So you see, the woods of the sukkah also have a kedusha on it. It's like hegdish, you can't have any enjoyment from it. How do we know this? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, chag ha-sukkah is shivas yomim lashem. The chag ha-sukkah, the sukkah itself is lashem. Ma chag lashem, the same way chag means the korban chagiga, like the korbanos of the yom tov lashem. Sukkah lashem, that's the chag ha-sukkah is who had in the mitzvah of making the sukkah, the walls, and the schach have a kedusha on it that you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it at all. The Rashi says lashem mashma kol shiva lashem hu hegdish. It's hegdish lashem. So here it's mashma that the woods, the walls, and the schach of the sukkah is takerosa midiraisa. It's also als the shem shemayim is chal upon it. First is this chash is other gemara's mashma is only us with the rabbonin. But first is one. So here we're suddenly talking about what you need for the hechsha sukkah, the walls that you need for the hechsha sukkah that has to make it kosher. That's also midiraisa. But the fourth wall or the rest of the third wall that you don't need midiraisa, that could be it's only us with the rabbonin. Omer Rav Menashe. Rava, Seifa also on the Sukkah di Alma. I tell you, the Seifa is talking about a Sukkah di Alma. Avo Sukkah de Mitzvah lemahani bo Tanai. Enech nami. That we say, if you make it Tanai, is only talking about not during the Mitzvah of Sukkahs, the rest of the year. Mashenkin on the mitzvah sukkis, then it does not make any tanai at all. In other words, where Rashi says that the seifa is talking about l'sukkah di alma means on a regular Shabbos or other Yom Tov of Pesach where the sukkah fell down. So if you made a tanai before sukkah, before Pesach, let's say before Yom Tov, before Shabbos, that if the sukkah falls down on this yat Yom Tov or on that Shabbos, you want to use the wood, then we say that tanai taka helps because there's no chal shem shemayim on the wood. There goes only a shadow of muksa. So if you prepared it before Yom Tov to say you would want to use it, then you're allowed to use it. Avo sukkah de mitzvah mashenkin on sukkah itself lenahani bo tanai. Then it does not help any tanai. As we said, since it's chal the shem shemayim on the sukkah, automatically it has the kedusha. You're not allowed to use it. So the more of a sukkah de mitzvah loy, is it true what you're saying that on chag hasukkis during the mitzvahs of sukkis you cannot make any conditions that the kedusha should not be chal on it? For your tanya, we learned sichacha kilchosa. Somebody made the schach the way you're supposed to. You have more tzel, more shade than you have sun. V'itra b'kromim. And you beautify it by putting nice kromim over sadinim hametziyorim. You put night curtains up, Rashi Yofa b'sadinim over kromim hametziyorim. Kromim means big day tzvonim, colorful begodim. In other words, you put up nice sheets or nice mats around the wall. V'tolo b'agoyzim. And you hang there some nuts. Shkedim amins. Afraskin, or remaining pomegranates, or parchilia novim, bunches of grapes. Yenos, shimonim vesultas. You have wine, you have oil, and you have flour. The Torah, shibolim, and you beautify it with stalks. Is also listapik mehem admoitso yom tavachron shachag. You nala have any enjoyment from any type of noya sukkah, since you put these things up to make the sukkah, to beautify the sukkah. Again, it's chal the kedusha of the sukkah on these things, or else it's a huksal mitzvah. It was set aside for the mitzvah of noya sukkah. You're not allowed to have enjoyment from it until the end of Yom Tov Achron Shachag. If you made a tanai, you made a condition. Hakol lefi tanai. You see, you are allowed to make a condition. If you made a condition at the beginning of Yom Tov that you don't want the kedusha to be chal on these things, it's not chal, and you're allowed to enjoy these things. So you see, a tanai could be made even upon sukkah itself. The Gemara says, "Abaye of Rova Damer Tavayu." Both Abaye and Rova both answer. Both say, "Biyomer." Depends what type of the condition you make. If you say that any boydo mehem kol bein hashmoshes, I do not want to be separated from these things, from these decorations. So hold bein hashmoshes at the beginning of Yom Tov. Toleichol a kedusha layu. Then we say no kedusha at all eschal, because usually the kedusha eschal at the beginning of the Yom Tov bein hashmoshes. So here, if Ben Hashemosh, you made the condition that you do not want the Kedusha to be Chal at all, in Echonami, then the Kedusha is not Chal. Avalat say Sukkah, to Chal the Kedusha Alayu, Mashenkin, the Sukkah itself. That there, like, you can't say you don't want the Kedusha, you can't say you don't want it to be bought for the Sukkah. That is the Sukkah itself. His Mishleim is the Noya Sukkah, the grapes that you're hanging up. You could say that you don't want them to be separated from you, but rather you want to be able to eat them. So therefore, it's not Chal the Kedusha on the grapes. Mashenkin, the walls of the sukkah itself, like it has to be part of the walls, so there the kedusha is chal on it. Avalat say sukkah the chal kedusha layu was katzoy l'shiva. Stak also all 7 days. For the Gemara, ma'ishna meyhod yitma. Why is this din of sukkah different from what we learned? That hifrish shiva esroigim l'shiva sayomim. Somebody bought 7 different esroigim for 7 days of Yom Tov. So Amarav, Rav says, each one you yoytze that day you use for the mitzvahs of lulav, of his esrig. V'yoych l'liyalta, and right away, as soon as you finish the mitzvah, you're allowed to eat it. So you see, it's not called huksa for all 7 days. It's only huksa for the time you need it. So Rashi learns, v'yoych l'liyalta, k'sovel the mitzvahs of katzoi. For Einas' mitzvahs was only set aside for the mitzvah of lulav, of esrig. And now that you're ready, use the esrig already, you don't need it anymore. Because tomorrow you can use another esrig. So we see, like, it's only set aside for this one day, and that's for more. Sakam by Sukkot, we say it's set aside for all 7 days. For Ravasi Yom, Ravasi says, Kolachas Yoytze Bov Yecheles Lamocha. Ravasi says, no, that day you can't use the Esrig at all. You have to wait until tomorrow. But I call upon him tomorrow, even according to him, it's Mutti, you're allowed to use it. Sakam, the Sukkot is saying you can't use till the end of Sukkot. So where it says Poshid? Hosom the mystic leilois miyomim boy esrig. that the mitzvah is only by daytime, not at nighttime. By night there's no mitzvah. So kochod v'chod yoyim mitzvah biyapen nafshi. Every day is considered its own separate mitzvah. So therefore, when you finish today's use of the esrig, it's namu huksla mitzvah. It was only set aside for one day and not for more, because each day is like its own separate mitzvah. Abahocha mashenken by the mitzvah of sukkis. There's no difference. The mitzvah goes on. It's a continuous mitzvah. By day and by night, here we say, it's a whole day. Day and night is considered like one long day. In other words, by the sukkah, there's never a hester, there's never a break in between. There's always the mitzvah of sukkahs, all 7 days of sukkahs. Therefore, since it was set aside for the mitzvah, it does not help that the kedusha does not go off it until the end of the 7 days, or else the mukta of huksala mitzvosai. Mashenka in the esrig, every day it's his own separate mitzvah, so you set aside for today, and you don't have a das to use it for tomorrow, because for tomorrow you have your own, a different esrig. So nechnami, after today, the esrig becomes mutu, it's no more huksala mitzvosai anymore. So like the Mishnah. Meivin eitzim min ha-soda, o min ha-mechunis, o min ha-karfif. Rashi learns, you let it collect together wood, that's ha-tlusha min ha-soda, it's already detached from the ground, lying on the fields, and it's in the tchum of yomtiv. So you have to bring in, collect these woods, min asoda, from your fields, now min hamachunis. Rashi says, in konsum erev yomtiv. If you collected them together on erev yomtiv, the goli dait the alayu somich, you showed us in your mind that you want to use them. V'yeina muksa, they're not muksa. Aval hamafozorim muksin. But if the woods are just spread out all over on the fields, then we say they're muksa, you're not allowed to use them now on Yom Tov. So that's what the Mishnah says. Mevin etzim min asodim min amachunes o min akarfif. Fuadim min akarfif, Rashi says, shu mishtamir o mukis sovav afidim ufuzor and shaboy li huksim idaitan. Hakarfif means like it's surrounded with a fence, it's a watched place. So there we say, even if it's spread out, still you could use it. Esim min akarfif afidim min amachuzim. Even if the woods are spread out, you didn't collect them together, we don't say it's muksa. Since it's in a mokum ha-mishtamer, it's in a watched place, we say the person has in mind to use these things. Therefore, it's not muksa. Now, ezeyu karfif, what's called the karfif? To say that it's not considered muksa, kol she-somach liyir. The karfif has to be that it's near the city. Rash learns mamish right near the city. Diva Reb Yehuda, that's Reb Yehuda Shita. Reb Yosi, Oim Reb Yosi says, kol she-nichnostim loy b'faseches. Anytime you have to go in there with a key, in other words, it's watched, it's locked, and you have to use a key to get in there, that's cool, that's the mile of a karfif. V'afilu b'toyet tchum Shabbos, even though it's very far away, as long as it's in the tchum Shabbos, that's enough. In other words, the svar of the karfif is that it's a mokum ha-mishtam, it's a mokum that's watched. Not because it's close to the city that you thought about it, but rather just that since it's a watched place, you thought about it, you know you have the wood on use, and whenever you want to use it, now on Yom Tov, you're allowed to use it. Yomar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, so Yehuda Mashmuel says, "Ein mevi'in eitzim ela min amuchnosim shebekarfif." He says you're only allowed to collect the wood on the fields on Yom Tov on two conditions. It's hamuchnosim, they're already gathered together before Yom Tov, and also shebekarfif, it has to be that it's close by shebekarfif, it has to be in a watched place, a place that has a lock on it like it's watched. For the Gemara of Onan Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, min ha-karfif v'afilu min ha-mafuzorim. No, that if you have it in a watched place, in a karfif, then it's mutu even though it's spread out, even though it's not collected together. Sakam Yehuda Mashmuel says you still need two tenoyim, it has to be mechunosim, and it has to be in the karfif. So the Gemara says, mas nisin yichidoihi. Our Mishnah goes according to a yochid. It's only one person, and in Melo that's not the loch is not like our Mishnah. Like Rashi says, Yichidoyi, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer Kamalo, Tiyoma beisilul hochi shori, upolag rabbonin alei. But the rabbonin argue on Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer. The Tanya we learned like this: Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer, Lo nech l'ku beisharmiu beisilul. There's no machlokes between beisharmi and beisilul. Ala mafuzorin shebesodis. That if you have the woods spread out on the fields, shein mevin, you're not allowed to collect it together on Yom Tov. Let's say in the karfif, the watched place, or else the one man the yom in the Mishnah says that means it's samach liyir. If it's mechunosim, if it's gathered together there, shemevin. Everybody holds you allowed to bring it. Ma nechleku, where is the machlokes v'sham v'silul? Al amofozorin shebekarka. If you have the wood spread out in the karka itself, or else v'al amechunosim shebesodis, or if you have the woods in the fields gathered together, shebesham yomrim lo yovi. V'sham says still you can't bring it together, you can't collect them. Or v'silul yomrim yovi. Yes, it's muter. This is the way Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds, that according to Beis Hillel, it's only mutter, not only, but according to Beis Hillel, it's mutter, it's mufuzor and shebekarfeth. That's the way our Mishnah says, that shebekarfeth, if it's watched, if it has a fence around it, then it's mutter, even though it's spread out. That goes according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Now, Omar Rava says, but Mashmah the Rabbanon argue on it, so therefore, Rabbi Yudah Mashmah is going according to the Rabbanon Shita. Omar Rava said, only Kanan. Viola gefanim, the leaves of the reeds, or the leaves of the gefanim of the grapes, afa gav de mechan filu, even though you gather it together, and you put it together, kivon di madli zika, since if the wind would come, mivadet lu, it would spread them out, kimifuzarim domi, it's considered like it's all spread out already, viasurim, you're not allowed to gather them, you're not allowed to use them on Yom Tov. The Rashi says, viafilu le pizrasim aruach, because you did not have in mind really to use it before Yom Tov. Because you also knew that maybe it's most probably the wind would come and blow it away. Therefore it's not considered you had das to use it. The asnach monim yesmo alayu shapadomi. But if you put before Yom Tov a kli, something to hold down the leaves before Yom Tov, then takvitz muta. Shashilach bidon, to make it heavy, shapadami the samchadai, then a person is samchadai to use it. So the Mishnah Marvaita Ezeo Karfif. What's considered a karfif? We have in the Mishnah two sheets. It either means it's samach liyir, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi says, no, koshin echnoslan befaseches. As long as you have to use a key to get in, it's something that's watched. So Mar says, no, we boil you who? Hechi kom, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Koshin samach liyir, as long as the karfif is near the city. The Tanakam holds like you need two things. It has to be close and it has to be locked up. The Yosef Rabbi Yosi Lemein, Rabbi Yosi now is coming to be Mekel and saying, Kivon the Yislay for Sechet, as long as it's locked up, you have to use a key. Afila b'teres tchum Shabbos nami, even if it's far away. But as long as it's in the tchum of Shabbos, you're allowed to go there. Oiduma, maybe not. Tochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol shesomach lir, as long as the karfeth that has the wood there, even if it's spread out, is near the city. Bein the yist le pasechus, bein the less le pasechus. That's what the Tanakam holds. The Tanakam is a mekel that says when the karfif is near the city, you don't have to have it locked up. Even if it's not locked up, it'll be mutter. The also Rabbi Yosi lemeimer. Now Rabbi Yosi comes to say, afilo b'toych tchum Shabbos, even if the karfif is far away, it's only in the tchum of Shabbos, only a payim amos away, it's still it's mutter. Of the davka yistle paseches, only if you have a paseches, if it has it locked up with a key. Avol estle paseches, if it doesn't have a key to be locked up with, afilu somach liyir nami loy. Rabbi Yosi is a machmir that even if it's close to the city, as long as it does not have a key, it's not locked up, it's not cold like you have dust. You don't have in mind before Yom Tov to use this wood. Therefore, it's also to use the wood. So that's the shalos Rabbi Yosi a mekel, Rabbi Yosi a machmir. Toshma, come in here, bring your proof. Me diktoni, since we learn of Yesi Yomer, kol shenichnosen lebefaseches, whoever goes in there with befaseches, with a lock, viafilo betoitchum Shabbos, even though it's far away, shemamina Rabbi Yosi tarati lekulu komer. Your mashmir Rabbi Yosi is the bigger makel here. He says it doesn't make enough kmina how far away the karfif is. As long as you have a paseches, that's good. Shemamina. And Amar Rav Solo, Amar Rav Yirmi Yalochak Rabbi Yosi lochum. So Rashi learns the maskon is like this: that tati lekula kamar kloima mid Rabbi Yosi nishmal Rabbi Yehuda. From Rabbi Yosi, we even see what a Tanakama holds. The lav tavayu boy. The Tanakama also doesn't know the after two. Either one is good. For Rabbi Yosi, but tati yaker Rabbi Yosi is makel both ways. The machshir b'somach b'loy paseches. He holds if it's close, even without a key, it's okay. If it's not locked up, well paseches b'loy somach. And if it has a locked up, even though it's far away, still it's good. So the kids are with Pasnag Rabbi Yosi Lekula both ways. That either one is good. Either it's close, the karfif, or else even if it's far away, as long as it's locked up, then it says for a person thinks about it, and the wood that's there is not called muks, it's called yavdas to use it. And I'm Rabbi Yim Yalochak Rabbi Yosi Lokal. We take a paskin of Rav Yosi Lahokel. That's the way we take a paskin Lalocha.
Now also the time, the reason that's brought down why you're not allowed to collect the wood together is not so much as muksa, but rather it's uvdu dechol. It looks like you're doing things a weekday action. Therefore, Stam that Mishnah says he can't bring Eitzim from collecting it together. Mashenkin, if it's collected together before, or else if it's in a locked up karfeif, then we say it doesn't look so much uvdu dechol. That's more like you have the wood all prepared already, then you're allowed to collect it together to use it on Yom Tov. Alright, we'll stop here.